Hi, this is Gerald Celenti, and it's Tuesday, May 28th, 2024, and your new Trends Journal's coming out soon. Nothing like it anywhere, any place. And here's the headline. Bank on it. Office building bust. A ticking time bomb for banks. Yep. And we, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, the only ones saying this. No one anywhere, any place is calling about the banking bust. Just like we were number one, other people said gold prices would go up, but no one called it a golden year for gold, saying this is the year it'd be going up. And as we go on the air, you know, what is gold now? About 2,360 bucks. Yeah. Up well over $300 an ounce since we made the forecast. And who's buying it? Why are they buying it? It's all there in your Trends Journal. So, going back to what in the world is going on, well, I'm going on the air now. The markets aren't closed yet, but they're down. So what's going to happen with the equity markets? Where are they going? We're in a very crucial time right now. And summertime is a funny time. And summertime's just happening. That's why I'm Justin White. Summertime and the living is easy. You spread your wings. Yeah. And you head for the sky. You get a lot less trading going on. It's a more volatile time. And we're in very volatile times. You keep looking at your Trends Journal and you see what's going on with luxury sales, retail sales. What the media is selling is nothing more than
caution detected. Take precautions.
The banking bust is going to crash the equity markets and the global economy. You know, there's an article in today's Wall Street Journal. Lend-lease exit from international construction to free up $3 billion. And you read into it and it says, quote, our security price performance and security holder returns have been poor as we have faced structural challenges and a prolonged market downturn. Yeah, no fucking shit. We need to take significant action at an accelerated pace. This is their chairman said this. Lend-Lease flagged its strategy review in February while announcing a first half loss of 1.3 million Australian dollars. Its shares are 21% lower so far in 2024 and have lost two-thirds of their value since the end of 2019. Our priority will be to pay down debt and efficiently return capital to security holders. Not a word going on. This is just a tiny part. Again, big articles in this week's Trends Journal about the office building bust bringing down the banking bust. There's going to be huge defaults in the commercial real estate sector, particularly in the office building sector, where you have office occupancy rate in the United States at about 50%, same thing in Germany. Occupancy. That means people going back to work. So a tenant doesn't need all this space anymore. The owner of the building is going to get less money coming in, and they got massive amounts of debt that they borrowed at half the interest rate that they're at now. No one's talking about this. Why are gold prices going up? Because the people that know what's going on. And of course, the Israel war and the Ukraine war, which we'll get into later, that's also driving prices up. And oil prices are going up a little bit. OPEC Plus is going to be meeting over the weekend. And I'll guarantee on a bet that they are going to lower oil production. to drive up prices. So the higher prices go, the higher inflation rises, and the bigger dragflation becomes, because we're seeing slowdowns already happening. They're in the numbers. So the economy goes down as inflation goes up. Costs more to buy less. Dragflation. And we're the only ones saying that. And going back to this office building bust that's going to crash the banking sector, it is unprecedented in the history of the world, part one or part two. And again, we are the only ones talking about it. Last year, one of our top trends was office building bust. This year, one of our top trends is banks go bust. Again, no one is talking about this. So, going on to other economic news in your Trends Journal, of course, the economic update. And this week, the ECB is going to, we're forecasting lower interest rates. They're going to be lowering interest rates all over the world, most of the world. And that means the dollar will get much stronger because interest rates are high here. But the United States, being a member of the club, is going to lower interest rates with the rest of them, and particularly in the run-up to the presidential reality show. And again, last week's cover of the Trends Journal, and don't forget, hit that subscribe button and get notified, because the more subscribers we have, the more we can do. Not that we're going to give you more. The Trends Journal is over 200 pages last week. It hasn't been finished this week, but it'll be around there as well. But the more subscribers we have, the more we could put out truth, freedom, and justice. That's what we're fighting for. And we're giving you everything we can give you to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in these dangerous times ahead. So if you go to last week's Trends Journal's cover, you can see what it was. We, the plantation workers of Slavelandia, are serfs to Robber Barons 2.0. So guess what? CEO pay set a record last year, and it's on for another record this year as we, the people of Slavelandia, get poorer. And again, Lowe's, Macy's, Target report weaker sales. Again, you look at the cover, and on the bottom it says hedge funds, private equity groups, and venture capitalists. You can't see that now because the subscribe thing is running across it. But that's why Red Lobster went out, because of it was bought out by these venture capitalists, these private equity groups. And what they do is they want to make money right away to get their money back. So they sold off a lot of their property and forced them to rent the stuff back. So it's not Red Lobster now, it's Dead Lobster. And this is just the beginning. Just the beginning. And then, of course, the Israel war. And what's going on is disgusting. I got this email from somebody. Please stop my monthly payment to Trends. You are too anti-Israel in your opinion. I wrote back to him. You got it wrong. No. Not an opinion. Yes, I am anti-Israeli genocide by the facts, not an opinion, by the definition, gone over it 1,000 times, pure genocide. And if you don't believe me, believe the International Court of Justice and on and on and on, one after another calling it genocide by the facts. Number two, and not an opinion, by the facts, I am anti-Israel that keeps stealing Palestinian land in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. I said, you are too pro-Israel in your opinion. We don't give opinions. Got it, Junior? Got it, Junior? You are a little coward. You are a scumbag that hates the truth. Hey, you like the slaughter of all those Palestinians in Rafah on Sunday night and Monday and keeps on going? Oh, yeah, we did it to get Hamas. How about fuck you? Fuck you and all the other murderous pricks. Any one of you people that support this murder, go over there and go do your killing and get the fuck out of my country, the United States of America, that's been destroyed by the political freaks that you support and give all your fucking money to. I am a man that believes in the founding fathers, like George Washington. Farewell address. Not an opinion, fuckface. How about reading it? Do not become involved in any foreign entanglements. Basically, this shit's been going on for thousands of years, and we're not going to fix it. Our priority is America. Oh, and how about this? Neither love a nation or hate a nation. Because if you're either one, either side, you're a slave to it. And I'm nobody's slave. Got it? So when I say to everybody listening, do what you can to subscribe to the Trends Journal at the grand total of $2.56 a week. The toilet paper record, $4 a day. The Wall Street Journal, $5, $6, both of them on the weekend. We get hardly any data from it, but we have to read to see what the hell they're saying. $2.56 a week. That's it. And we're giving you what nobody in the world is. Nobody, any place, anywhere. So going back to the Israel war, this is Total Wall Street Journal. Netanyahu calls civilian deaths tragic mistake. Tragic mistake? Who the fuck are you talking to? And then the United States, who supports this murderous shit, a spokesman for the U.S. National Security Council, the U.S. National Security Council spokesman, it's a little fucking flunky piece of shit, said, Israel has a right to go after Hamas. And we understand this strike killed two senior Hamas terrorists. Who are responsible for attacks against Israeli civilians. But as we've been clear, Israel must take every precaution possible to protect civilians. How about that for mainstream media fucking shit? Horseshit. Horseshit. Oh, don't believe me? How about this? The only ones buying the Israeli army's version of the Rafah strike. Israel's media has been concealing the unbearable figures and pictures of the Gaza war. The latest announcement from the army about the Rafah strike should also be taken with skepticism, unless you are a devoted consumer of Israeli media. That's it. Oh, this is from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. They know it's bullshit, and American media is the Israeli media. Same one, same place. So shove your opinion crap up your ass. I and the Trends Journal, we only produce the facts. We tell you what's being reported. We go around the world giving different reports. Then we give our trends analysis and our trend forecasts. So you know it's not.
Warning, bullshit alert.
Right. We give you what they're reporting and we give you our analysis so it's not skewed. This is disgusting what's going on. Again, just happened this week. Top UN court demands Israel stop its Rafah offensive. Nope, we're not stopping. We're going to keep that killing going. And the USSA is going to keep giving them the arms to keep slaughtering them Palestinians. And Israel, fuck the ICJ. We'll keep bombing Gaza into ruins. One of your articles in the Trends Journal. Other articles, again, the whole economic section. When the economy falls, jobs go with it. Every week, we're going on like, almost 2 years of doing this now. What they're reporting is total, you know, on the economy. They're not giving you the facts because we also have the going out of business trends. You should see the list. You should see the list. Oh, UK, US consumers cut spending in April. Blow me away. Never would have known. Yep. One. Yeah. Top trend 2024, golden year for gold. Central bank stockpiling sanction-proof gold. I guess they read the Trends Journal. Yep. They're buying it up like crazy because they know how bad things are. And again, one article after another, German property market weakens further. Whole spotlight on China, what's going on with their economic struggle. Special guest articles by Phil Giraldi. Phil Giraldi, top former CIA guy that went into George Bush's office and said, look, here's the data, the facts. There are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Bush threw him out, told him to leave. And Giraldi, being a real man, quit the CIA. Top cat, his article. Washington digs deeper on its support for Israel. And again, featured guest articles by Dr. Joseph McCullough and John Anisha Whitehead, the Rutherford Institute, from COVID-19 to campus protests, how the police state muzzles free speech. That's right. And we're giving you free speech. We're giving you free speech and accurate facts. That used to be the American way. No more. No more. They're nothing more than prostitutes, media whores, to get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. And then, like no place, anywhere, anyhow, Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran. Yep, one of his books, Be Human, came out with another one just recently, The Synthetic Devolution, one of our top trends, by the way, for 2024. You get these on Amazon. Other book, The Decline of Humans, AI, bringing it down. And we have a whole section on AI, whole section on technocracy. Yep. What else? Ah, trends in cryptos, trends in geopolitics, trends in high-tech science by Ben Davis, and trends in AI. We're giving it to you all. Again, very critical times. Be prepared. Again, in the summertime, people are totally tuned out to what's going on. They're totally tuned out most of the time. There's going to be some real flashes happening between the Ukraine war. And again, we're detailing what's going to be happening there. As they're losing, they're going to keep ramping it up. Where oil prices are going, where silver prices are going, where gold prices are going, where copper prices are going, and where the world is going. And don't forget tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, Salenti and the judge, Judge Andrew Napolitano. So tune in. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.